855 453. That's the SACL toll free call in line, 855 450 3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's how we do it here on Free Talk Live. Interactive show, interactive website. Check out freetalklive.com. You can upload stories and blog posts and whatever you'd like. I guess link is the right term. Link. Stories and blog posts, that kind of thing, at freetalklive.com, and vote other people's up, and they can vote yours up, and that, it's one big voting hullabaloo there at freetalklive.com.
You can still say orgy on regular broadcast,
as long
right?
as you're talking about cheese and wine.
Of course. Okay. Of course. And speaking of which, at Free Talk Live, you can also watch us on the webcam
and
make fun of what we're eating. And yes, it is actually low-carb cake. I'm not breaking my diet because we have Mandrick's awesome cooking here.
Mandrick.com. No C in Mandrick. Mandrick.com. Gail in Michigan. Gail? Can you hear me now, Gail? Gail, can you hear me? Hold the line. I'll go back to Gail some other time here. Let's go to Corey in Florida. Corey?
Hello.
Hey, Corey.
What would you like to talk about, Corey?
Second?
What would you like to talk about?
I was wanting to talk about this article I'm reading right now on The Ticket.
The Ticket?
Ron Paul's comment last night about how he does not want the government to basically fund health care and that it should be done privately.
Yeah.
Laws for that.
Corey, talk right into the microphone on your phone, please.
Sorry, sir.
Go ahead. Now, say it again.
How much did you not understand?
Just repeat the last sentence you said.
How Paul received applause for what he was saying, and this particular author, Rachel Rose Hartman of The Ticket, like I said, actually is twisting it to where it seems like Paul is pretty much happy with agreeing with killing people.
Well, you know, this is how people that want an opportunity to make a grandstand are going to twist an issue, to their favor.
Well, it's politics. If I don't agree with this person, and they're not my first choice for whatever office they're running for, I'm going to say everything bad about them I can, regardless of principle, because I don't care about my credibility. And when they become the nominee, we'll get behind them as if we never said anything bad about them.
So, Corey, are you saying that the author of this article was writing as if freedom, a situation of freedom, would allow some people to make poor choices and die?
Yes.
Oh,
The only really positive line I really see is, no, he responded, noting he practiced medicine before Medicaid when churches took care of medical costs, a comment that drew wide audience applause. He never turned anybody away from the hospital. That seems to be the only thing that's actually defending Paul.
And, well, he's bringing up a great example of how it worked before.
I mean, it's the private community, what the local people believe in, how they believe and how they think, well, the belief system they choose, meaning I myself am a Christian, I would love it if my church was funding it instead of Medicaid. At least I know my church is honest.
Well, you know, I mean, this is how it's going to go, right? Like, people that have their issues are going to use the opportunity to go after, somebody who disagrees with them. You know, this lady doesn't, for one, I don't like writing the people that write, because often you don't have the interactivity with them. You can't hold their feet to the fire. This is why I do a radio program is, if my ideas stunk, people would make me look like a fool every single night.
Somehow Paul Krugman manages to make himself look like a fool on his blog.
Yeah. Right, just
see the comments there? Oh.
Corey, I appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. Matt?
Hello, guys.
What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, first off, I want to say thank you for putting Scott the Biggin on. my eyes are open now, and I really understand who controls the world, and I can't believe I didn't see it before. I wonder if he thinks that the Jewish people are lizards, too.
I'm sure he'd go for it.
And I wanted to say, actually, I was going to say this. Mark, you've been talking a lot about the ineffectiveness of the 9/11 conspiracy.
Mostly because people keep calling in about it, but yes.
Right.
It's that week. It's that time of year again.
But
that wonderful time of the year.
I just wanted to say that I think that you're missing something, that you're missing a lot.
What am I missing?
And, there's like an undercurrent and an undertow. People aren't always going to – a lot of people just keep their mouths shut about politics, period.
Sure.
I mean, I would say half the people, if not more, just don't even talk about it at all. So
hey, Mark,
guess
what time it is?
What's that?
9/11.
9/11 on 9/13. Go ahead.
Well, it's 8/11 here, so I think that there's an undercurrent with these with all these conspiracy theories, not just with 9/11, but I mean even going back to Kennedy, and I think that the Kennedy conspiracies really giving conspiracy theories a lot of legitimacy, and has really made it so that people in general don't trust the government anymore. So I think there has been some positive effects. I just think that they're really hard to see, that they're deep. They're like the undercurrents of, you know, when you walk out into the ocean and you got the waves and you can see the waves breaking on the beach and you go, oh, neat, that's neat. But if you go too far out, that undertow will take you down. And I think that's where the changes is happening, where the undertow is.
There was a recent poll that said that 9% of the population believes that the government has the mandate from the people or some term like that. Basically, that they had legitimacy. 9% of the people believe that the government had the consent of the governed, which says to me that we don't need 9/11 conspiracy theories to teach people that the government doesn't have their consent. I mean, we're already at 91%. So I'm just not going to go that this 9/11, maybe the 9/11 will get some people to the point that I'm going to, but they're going to go the long way around to get there. And they're going to spend a lot of time studying, and they're going to have a lot of information that's going to make a lot of people kind of move the other direction at cocktail parties. That's all I'm saying.
Be that as it may, and I kind of agree with that. I can see your point. I'm not saying I don't see your point. But I still think that there's a lot to be said for the conspiracy theories being out there, being exposed, and being vocal.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Matt. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Let's go to Jay in Indianapolis. Jay?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. Don't forget Sammy Terry is from Indiana.
I'm not really sure that is.
That local horror show from the 70s. Anyway, good book. I'm sure some of you guys have read it or heard about it. You know, Alexis de Tocqueville on Democracy in America, published by, like, I want to say 1848, before the Civil War.
Right.
Quite prescient in what he predicted that our democracy would turn into. In fact, he said at the time, it wouldn't be tyranny or despotism. He said, I don't really have a word for it, but I will describe it. And basically he concluded that the sole purpose of the government that could evolve from democracy in America, which I think has happened and we see it right before our eyes, is the sole purpose is to make every citizen as a child and a complete dependent ward of the state. Now,
yep.
Go ahead.
Yep.
So what does that mean in your life?
Well, regarding 9/11, since that seems to be the hot button topic tonight on your show, I don't think it was a government inside job. But the people that have that conspiracy theory, they want to get vehement about it. I patiently try to say, hey, look, the bigger point is the government doesn't need to create a conspiracy because they can use any excuse to take away your freedom, the Patriot Act. You know, everybody moaned and complained about how bad Bush was for signing that into law. But yet, Obama has extended it. And Joe Lieberman, who is touted as this independent, you know, thinking person that left the Democratic Party, he's the one that added the extension, or the language in the extension, or one of the proponents of the extension, to include, like, the Internet kill switch. But yet, it's still subtly there. And, you know, I think you guys would agree, you know, the government doesn't need to make conspiracy. They can make up any reason they want in this day and age.
Jay, thanks for the call. 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for your business. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. So if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it. They can do it with respect. Go to freetalklive.com. They're the top banner on the right-hand side of the page. As a matter of fact, it's a newly designed website, as I understand it, SACL, C-A-I. Let's go right into the calls. We got a bunch of calls lined up, so let's go into the calls. We've got August in California. August?
Hey, guys. How are you doing over there?
All's
well.
Hey, Adam.
Outstanding.
Hey, what's that?
Doing outstanding here.
Awesome. Hey, do you remember back at the Jefferson Memorial Dance afterwards when Eddie Freeze got pulled over, or actually followed by the cops back to his house?
Yes. I don't know if it was all the way back to his house, but I remember we were leaving that event together. We were leaving together, and I was in my car, and he was following me or something, and they got pulled over, and we had to stop and pull a little cop watch on him, and we made some illegal U-turns since we knew that all that the three cops in the area already had their lights on and were committed to Eddie Free, the dangerous terrorist on the side of the road. So I was able to make a couple illegal U-turns and come back and pull up on the opposite side of the road and point a camera at him.
Nice. I was just thinking it would have been nice if he would have had a dash cam to record those cops following him.
That's right. August runs a website called freedomcam.net, and in fact, I have one of his dashboard black box dash cams or something like that.
Yeah, and he sent us one to review, and we didn't get to it in time for Adam versus the Man in the last version, but I've got it in my car now. I'm really excited.
Is it awesome. put up in the car?
Yeah, well, we're going to be doing a review shortly here.
It's really cool.
Oh, cool. And we're accepting Bitcoins now, too.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
But on a separate note, I wanted to run this by you guys and see what you thought. So my idea is that when you get pulled over by a cop and they want to search your car or you're walking and they want to search your body or your house or something like that, an idea I had was to say to them, can you show to me a piece of paper that I have sworn an oath to obey, which says that I must allow you to search me? And they're most likely going to say, no.
Get in the back of the car.
And then you could say, well, I have one that you have sworn an oath to, which says that you cannot search me. And then you break out your little pocket constitution and break out the Fourth Amendment and say the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, effects, and reasonable searches.
Well, you said it. You said it on Free Talk Live. I'm sure one of the listeners of this show is going to be in an encounter in the next 24 hours of that nature, and we might just be hearing those very words from the YouTubes.
Great call, August. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
855-450-3733.
I really like that.
Yeah, it was really good. Let's go to Loa in Washington, D.C. Loa?
Hey. I would have loved to be up there with that dance with you guys, but they had me locked up from March 19th for sitting meditating in front of the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue.
The anniversary of the invasion of Iraq.
Well, yeah, there was a lot going on that day. They had the 9/11 truthers, Veterans for Peace, you know, those against the war in Libya, Palestinians. And I was sitting by myself, but I was pretty badly assaulted. Ended up doing 75 days over that one.
Jeez. Why? What did they, you know, make the claim that you had done?
Well, I'm on disability for back surgery and foot surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So I was meditating. My legs had gotten a bit numb from sitting so long.
Sure.
And then by the time I got my camper's backpack on, which was full camping gear, the second officer told me I had to stay. And I saw people getting arrested and said, sir, that first officer told me I could go. So I walked through the line, and I had four officers. They grabbed each of my limbs.
No.
Took me behind the, you know, covered the area. And I had eight officers on me.
Jeez.
They, my glasses had a paper clip in it holding it together, and he said that I was trying to bite him. And so they broke my glasses. They dislocated every bone in my body while I was there, used razor blades to cut off my backpack and my computer. And it's really funny because I've been able to travel the country for 2 years and be fine with my computer, my video camera, my cell phone, my money, my body. But no, coming to D.C. over family rights issue, you know, Child Protective Services, an epidemic the way that they're stealing children.
So let me guess, you got an assault on a police officer charge?
Well, the one in March, never, you know, that one they dismissed to misrepresented the third and got me to plead guilty, but I got out. On the 4th of July, I was at the Smokin' Concert over at Lincoln Memorial. And I was talking to the officers because they had come up onto two guys that were, you know, innocently sitting on their picnic blanket enjoying the summer day, Independence Day. And when those cops swooped down on them, I, you know, got my video camera and went over there and told them that what they were doing was pretty unrespectable to the Constitution. Independence Days. These boys were doing nothing but enjoying their own peace and their own space.
So whether or not you saw police as protectors in the past, do you see police as your protectors today?
Well, there were five officers at the whole concert scene until the officer grabbed my arm. He walked me about 10 feet and then slammed me to the ground. He never told me that I was under arrest. He never tried putting the handcuffs on me. He never called another officer in.
Jeez.
They were on me for about 5 minutes and, you know, tag team officers. First
I believe I saw that video. This is the one. This was at Lafayette Park in front of the White House, correct?
No, it's down at Lincoln Memorial, 23rd and Constitution.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, there's a few videos up there. 4th of July, smoking concert, Washington, D.C., police brutality.
Loa, you could link to those videos and put them at freetalklive.com. People can see them, you know, vote them up, and lots of folks will get to see them, so it'll get them some more views.
Okay.
I appreciate the call, 855-450-3733. Let's go to, I think it's Chris in Michigan. Chris?
Yeah, you guys got me?
Yep.
All right. Kind of a question for Adam here. I know you have a lot of calls before trying to make this split. All right, hold on. All right, sorry about that. I'll take you off speaker. Anyways, I'm a veteran for Iraq, the Iraq War, OIF-3, between 05 and 06, the Army Veterans and Scout. While I was over there, there was a particular situation where we got hit by a roadside bomb, and I jumped down on the Cadillac to go the sights on my Bradley, and supposedly I was supposed to go with the vehicle to shoot, and completely spaced on it. I looked at it. I wasn't entirely sure that was who was the trigger man or the roadside bomb, so I held my fire, didn't shoot. And when I did that, it didn't end up shooting him. I caught a ton of flack for that with my units the next couple months I was still over there. And I think every night I'd come back from missions or whatever, you know. Couldn't even sit with your comrades, your buddies, couldn't sit down with them, watch a movie in the tent, and send you over to your cot, sit by yourself and all that. That really messed me a lot. And, went over from it to a leave, and when I ended up going AWOL, I never returned
Chris,
back.
Chris, just hold the line. Chris, hold the line here. Yeah. We're going to get back to you.
I'd love to hear the rest of the story.
855-453, Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here. The live Tuesday night edition with Mark.
And Derek J.
And Adam Gogesh.
Check out amp.freetalklive.com. And the AMP program is a program where you can, you can get some benefits for instance, a commercial-free podcast, the Amplifier call-in line. We've got somebody, as a matter of fact, I believe Chris is holding on the Amplifier call-in line now. It's amp.freetalklive.com. We use the money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Matter of fact, with being on, I believe it's day 35 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up, you know, we can use those funds all the more. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Chris in Michigan. Chris? Hello, Chris? Do I have the wrong...
Wait.
Chris? Yeah, I'm going to put him on hold. Let's go. We actually had a hold issue here earlier, and let's go back to Gail's call. Gail?
Yep.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. I also wanted to say that I only started watching the Adam vs. the Man show in the last couple weeks of it, and I was really, really let down when it decided to not air anymore. So,
I'm sorry.
Well, it'll be next week or two. That's all I can say for now, but... it'll be in a daily production format.
I'm very happy about that.
Well, they weren't going to shut me up as easily as that. I'm really grateful to have the opportunity here to be on Free Talk Live, thanks to Ian's great work and his civil disobedience that got him in jail for up to 90 days. So.
We still had you on.
Well, speaking of civil disobedience, do you guys have any thoughts on the Occupy Wall Street? I heard that the FBI has now issued a warning saying that they're suspecting terrorist activities, and they're warning businesses and people in the area to be on the watch for that.
This is a demonstration coming up on the 17th, hosted by the admin and I forget the other group that's behind this. It's definitely a protest I would support. I don't think it's going to be particularly unique as far as protests go. I mean, I love protesting. I've organized protests. I've attended protests, but I think it's very important to have a understanding and expectation of what they do, what they are, and what they are capable of. And I think the best kind of protest is when you have a really massive public sentiment that is somehow being denied by the rest of society, and you're saying it's time to show our numbers, it's time to be a community, and have that strength in numbers demonstrated in a very public way.
That acknowledgement.
Or if you have a specific point to make, and I don't really know enough about this particular protest. I definitely support the cause, and I know they're doing some interesting stuff with it. But
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. It's not like they're convincing people that bankers are bad for America. You know, we've kind of already won that debate.
Gail?
Well, I kind of see it like the whole sit-in concept, going back to just drawing attention to the fact that, you know, it's not right. Things are being done. People are being used in ways that just we're not going to stand for anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's absolutely going to be a worthwhile effort. I'm excited to see what comes out of it.
I've seen a lot of protests here in New Hampshire. They don't tend to turn out a lot, but you do have to get the public on your side in order to have a civil resistance type movement that works. So good luck with that, Gail. Let's go back and see if we can try Chris in Michigan again. Chris. Let's see. Put him back on hold here. Let's go to Ryan in San Jose. Ryan?
Hey, hello?
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Adam, I'm sorry to hear. I just heard actually on the air right now that your show is no more. Is that correct?
It is in exile. It is in exile in the Shire.
It's not on RT.
This is Adam versus the Man / Free Talk Live tonight. for the next two nights. Very excited to have the opportunity to co-host Free Talk Live for four nights this week. But we can say we're on hiatus.
Okay. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. Actually, one of the first things I would definitely want to say is that it's very inspiring to see your whole progress, you know, from coming from actually seeing the military, I guess, because going into the military, seeing the military industrial complex, and then coming back and progressing to actually get on media. I think it's actually quite inspiring to a lot of people.
Well, funny for me, I just last night I was talking about this with someone here, that I went from being a veteran anti-war activist to, well, basically seeing that we won the public debate on whether or not the war in Iraq was a good idea, and then it kept going, and it still continues with contractors replacing troops that are being withdrawn.
They're withdrawing
every day.
And replacing them with contractors.
And thinking, well, okay, we won that debate. What is the disconnect? And going, well, there's obviously some bigger disconnect between the people and the government, and then realizing that disconnect is sort of inherent in the nature of government, and going from wanting to run for office and that being my main thrust to being going to addressing the root social understanding that allows statism to exist in the first place, and somehow stumbling backwards into television and, you know, getting my 15 minutes of fame there. But it's kind of exciting to see that in this day and age, you know, even a guy like me can get a legitimate television show. And I'm going to be staying in that. I mean, I'm loving being a part of the media. I hate the term journalist because of the whole modern
school. You're not really a journalist. No. You're a commentator.
Thank you. Well, a blowhard, okay. Please. But the school of journalism seems to have been concocted to give credibility to propaganda, and in and of itself is kind of a deceptive term that way.
I'm a propagandist for liberty.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, like, I'm not going to – I think that it's the when people call in and call me a journalist, whoa, I don't do that.
I'm not pretending to be objective. You can call me Gonzo, maybe.
I'll ask some people some questions and stuff, but not journalism. I'm not uncovering anything here. So, Ryan, any other points?
Yeah, actually, that kind of brings me to my initial point. It's really, the media itself. I'm sure you guys have been talking. I haven't listened to this show until I got onto the air. But I'm sure you guys have been frustrated first, and then even talking about the debate. I'm a Ron Paul advocate. I mean, I've been basically a fanatic. I mean, almost like borderline crazy. Watching these, you know, just getting educated. It's just funny how, as you go up through a system of propaganda, not knowing it, you take it as truth. And then you see somebody try to shatter that, and I can get why people have a hard time transitioning. But like Adam, you said, it's obvious bankers are bankers, you know, and that's been around since like the 1800s. Get off my land, banker. You know what I mean? That's been around forever. And it just seems like it's always history repeats itself. And you go, well, then we need to teach people history. But then it seems like there's even more of an uphill battle besides that. It's really you're fighting a PSYOP every single day.
No, it's better than that. I'm sorry. I can't let you move on from that. I got to say, because really what is happening is humanity is evolving. Having gone from the point where we were so disempowered, so frightened in that state of nature, that state of not constant fear, but that state of such ignorance compared to where we are today, where anybody could come up, the alpha male of society could come up and bully you into submission and say, okay, fine, I'll do what you say. I'll go along with it because I don't know better, because I can be scared into it. And the more we're empowered by technology, by our own ability to support ourselves. I mean, when I spoke at Liberty Fest on Saturday, I got to really get into it and make this point that, you know, as technology increases, our ability to feed ourselves and house ourselves and clothe ourselves and provide for the basic biological necessities and provide for health care, those things that we need, so to speak, gets better and better and better. You'll only have to work. You know, imagine to the point where the work week shouldn't be getting longer, it should be getting shorter, and eventually it's going to get to the point, and look at the exponential growth curve of productivity because of technology, it's going to get to the point where you can support an entire family on an hour of labor a week and have a house and food and clothing and all that, and it's not because of the government.
This is absolutely a true statement.
It's not because of socialism. It's not because of communism. It's because of freedom and technology and the natural progress of humanity. And what comes along with that empowerment is understanding and comprehension. And if you can have the rest of the week available, freed up to be empowered and learn about the world, you're never going to fall for this crap again. You're never going to fall for the alpha males of society saying you have to be bullied into supporting some government system. That empowerment, that is what is going to free humanity. And I just have to put that optimistic spin on that.
Ryan, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI line. Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where even the chaff is wheat, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Finding discounts means clipping coupons. False. By sitting down with a farmer's agent, you'll get access to discounts that could save you hundreds on home and auto insurance. If you said true, put down the scissors and start saving on more than just canned yams.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live.
Well, I give you the telephone number, but our lines are full up. If you found out that all the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in your lifetime, would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. It's right here in New Hampshire. Come on down. That's what Ian Freeman wants you to do, and that's what he begged for when he, with his incarceration. What can you do for him? You can move to New Hampshire, freestateproject.org. Okay, so this technical difficulty was my fault. And let's go to Chris.
Now, Chris was calling because he was in the Army. He was in Iraq with a scout unit and was in an incident where he was expected to fire but didn't have what we called positive identification on a target, and then was catching some flack from his unit and his fellow soldiers for having not just doing what we call spraying and praying, which is technically a violation not only of the UCMJ, but really of the rules of engagement that you're specifically directed to follow when in Iraq. And I'm really glad we got Chris back on to hear what that reaction from his unit was and how he reacted to it.
Chris?
That's pretty much just what happened. So I was still deployed for a couple more months yet after that incident before I had mid-tour leave where I could go home for a little bit. And the whole time I was there for a couple months, I mean, at this point, you come back from a mission, and, you know, everyone would try to put on a movie or something like that, kind of relax, and you'd be gone for 2-3 days at a time. We were in between borders, so it was kind of long patrols every time. And when we get back, they would pretty much just send me away. I'd have to go through my cot or else because they wouldn't even deal with me at all. I was expected to perform on my missions, and this has happened. And it just wasn't my, you know, my immediate peer. It's also some of my sergeants and whatnot, my first line even. And so when I went on mid-tour leave, and I ended up pretty much breaking down during mid-tour leave, and I couldn't go back to base. I could still have another 4 months of that when I came back. So I ended up staying back, and eventually got in touch with one of the recruiters nearby because I wasn't able to get. And he got me in touch with the rear detachment back in Fort Carson. So I went to a rear detachment, and you know, that's a lot of the guys that were, a lot of times they got, you know, Purple Hearts, and feel like that got banged up wherever they went back and took care of things back on the home front. And I had to deal with that, and for the most part, I got along with them just fine. However, there was an incident where I did run into some flack from some of the guys that came back. One of the guys that got wounded over there and came back and told everyone what happened, and I caught more flack when he came back, so I ended up going AWOL at that point. And eventually, desertion, because it was over 30 days. I was gone for a couple months before I got picked up on for an out tail light, and spent about a month in county jail before they came and picked me up, and then I really caught flack when I got back.
Yeah, that's not the way. Let me just interject, if I may. This is not the way to do it. And for any active duty military or anybody who's AWOL at the moment who might be listening to this, there are legal resources. There are proper ways to do this. There is a smoother way. And I'm sure Chris has learned this and has kicked himself in hindsight now for having not gone through this in a slightly more orderly process, because there are ways to get out of your service. There are some tricks. There's some, you go AWOL and make it stay 30 for desertion, and then you come back in a certain way. But really, if you are in a situation like this, let me just say that you owe it to yourself to do the research. Call an expert. There's the GI Rights Hotline. There are lots of other resources out there. There's lawyers serving warriors. Make sure that you have explored the alternatives, because there is a, no matter what situation you are in, there is a proper way to do it, and then there's, no offense, Chris, getting pulled over for a taillight and having to sit in jail for a month and then go through all that crap that I'm sure you endured is not the smoothest way to answer the call to conscience that you felt.
Yeah, and I'm sure Field Grade Article 15, which knocked, reduced all my ranks back down to E1 mm-hmm. and 45 days back for duty.
And then it's like a criminal record almost, whereas instead you could have had just a bad discharge.
Yeah, well, fortunately, the other actually serving my 45 days of duty, working with the hospital that was there for they obviously put me in for help, but I have to figure out why when they were looking for PTSD and stuff like that. They eventually gave me an honor for this card, so I was out there.
Well, congratulations.
I wish I would know about those resources when I was gone. I did one gag at her, but that happened when he just told me basically that, I screwed up and I deserve whatever summoned me.
Chris, I appreciate the call. I can't handle the phone anymore. It's just breaking up so bad. It's
a little tough there.
Yeah.
But a very, very important point. Very important point. Yeah. If there are people who feel that call to conscience in the military, get the resources and do it right and answer your call to conscience. But don't make yourself suffer unnecessarily because you feel that.
Let's go to Keith in New Hampshire. Keith.
Hey, man. How you doing?
All's well.
All right. So, I've traveled, or maybe you don't, but I've traveled 31 states just this summer, and there's been some really beautiful areas I've been, but I just got back to New Hampshire, and I'm loving it here, and I just saw this new report by the census. And, the census has this great report, and, it's actually really bad news for everyone pretty much outside of New Hampshire. It says the poverty rate just went up again. In 2009, it was 14.3%, and now it's 15.1%. But then again, New Hampshire has the lowest poverty rate in the country again.
And it's gone down
in
the last year.
Wow. Freedom is bad for poverty. Imagine that.
Yep. It's great news.
Keith, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you for calling in and sharing on that one, because that's good stuff. Ed, quick.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All's well.
Hey, Mark, I got to give you this quote. I tell my children in our hearts we are liars, and the person we lie to the most is ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Very interesting.
And, hey, also, about this 9/11 conspiracy theory stuff, I say, what difference does it make? Look at the war on drugs. You're talking about something that shreds the Constitution for, 40, 50 years? And look what it does. I read an article the other day. The police have killed 2,000 American, I'm wearing this, police killed 2,000 American human beings in 2 years just arresting them. And people are going to freak out on 9/11. I know that's tragic, 3,000 people, but just think about what goes on with the war on drugs.
It's a good point, Ed. Most 9/11 truthers I know who freak out over 9/11 truth also freak out over the drug war, to give them credit. But I know we've only got a few minutes left and still a lot of callers on the line. I just want to say, if people want to, please, this is the time to point out, call in tomorrow at 7 p.m., not at 9:30.
That is the best way to get on. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Joe?
Quick. Hello.
What's going on?
I just wanted to ask you, my friend wanted me to ask you, do you prefer general CDs or do you prefer old-fashioned tapes?
I don't have a preference. I think that now MP3s are the way to go.
MP3s.
With the jump
drive. MP3.
It's 2011.
Thanks.
Yeah. What's the CDs?
Let's go to Tommy in Glasgow. Tommy?
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, a long time not speak. Hopefully you're all doing well. That sounds like a great project. that you're doing over there. I'd be interested in maybe coming over and hooking up with you guys.
You can sign up at freetateproject.org.
Yeah, I'll be in touch. It sounds good because, you know, when you analyze what is happening in the world just now, there's so much disunity, there's so much fragmentation, there's so much bickering and fighting over such small, trivial things. What people have to do is analyze that we're all the same. You know, white, brown, yellow, black, whatever religion, whatever background, we are all the same. There's the only dividing force that is left there for us to conquer is that less than 1% of the population of the world control 95% of the resources, and the rest of the 99% of the people, we have to collectivize ourselves like nothing else and save it for our children or our children's children, because there will be nothing left of this planet if we do not collectivize ourselves in a group and stay not in our name, not in our children's name, and stop killing the planet and stop treating us like children, stop treating us like animals. We are a people who deserve to have our rights and not be everything stolen. They have stolen everything. They are arsonists. They have destroyed the
Tommy,
economies of the world.
Thanks for the call. I gotta go to the next guy.
Here, Tommy. Move to Keene. I want you to be my neighbor.
Oh, so many cans of worms over with that,
whoops,
too.
Oh, shoot. I just dropped Captain Ned. Darn it. I was trying to go to him. Let's go to the unstream caller here. Hello, Free Talk Live. You're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes.
That's how we call it in Radio Land.
Wow. I'm very impressed.
Okay.
We're not.
It's my fault for pushing the wrong button. What can I tell you? What am I giving out the telephone number for? Adam, thank you for sitting in with me. You know, I know it's going to be two more nights. If folks want to talk to Adam from Kokesh from Adam versus the Man, you can call in tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. And Derek, thanks for sitting in.
My pleasure as always.
And he'll be back next Tuesday.
I will be back Tuesday.
And drive safe out there, folks. It's been Mark with you for Free Talk Live. And it is day 34 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.